When Fort Pierce native Tommy Taylor was a boy, he saved up $12 by selling magazines and bought a sailboat. It was custom made by the Backus Boat Company. The boatyard was owned by George Backus, father of famed landscape artist Beanie Backus. George Backus had a regular stock in trade, but it changed dramatically during the war years. Taylor explains.
He made those little Bantam sailboats, and he made the bigger sailboats, and his main job was making the sea skiffs for the fishermen. When World War II came on, Backus Boat Company started building those little landing crafts, small plywood ones. They made those for the Navy at contract, and they put the engines in them here and tested them. Everyone had to be run and tested, and then they put it on a railroad car, took it up to Norfolk. And some of them they turned right around, brought back here for the Navy.
Oh.
And I can remember laughing about that. Same boat they put on a railroad car, go to Norfolk, then right back to Fort Pierce. Backus built a lot of boats. I don't know how many, but they were mass-produced, and they had an assembly line.
These were boats that were used at the Normandy invasion?
I don't know. I'm sure some of them wound up there. Most of them went to Pacific, I think. I really don't know where they went. They were very popular. I know that.
You were serving in the military in the Pacific, and you happened to use a Backus landing craft.
Yes, I recognized it. Matter of fact, I got to work on it. All the boats had spare parts in them. And I can remember it had a condenser, and that's what was wrong with it. Everybody was working on the fuel. I had been a mechanic. I started in 1944 working for Sunrise Motor Company, 35 cents an hour. Well, I wound up on Okinawa, and I was in what they call aircraft control and warning. That was the old Army Air Corps. In our outfit was a, like you say, a crash boat.
This was a boat that was made in Fort
Pierce? In Fort Pierce, definitely. It definitely was one of those.
The Backus Boat Company was founded by R.R. Gladwin. He moved to Fort Pierce in 1897, and a few years later became the town's second mayor. George Backus worked for Gladwin. Later, he bought the business from him.
It started on Morse Creek, and it had what they call a ways. It was like a railroad track that went down in the water, and they pulled the boats out on that. They pulled them up. Matter of fact, they worked on my sailboat for me there. I can remember going down and, you know, watching them pull boats out and bending the ribs. They were oak ribs, and they steamed them, put them in a steam thing, and they'd come out limber, and they could bend them. And really, they made that thing by hand. And I can remember backing up the rivets with washer on each side, bending the rivets in that boat. They were plank boats, and they were built to work. They did leak, but they swelled up. They put them in the water, and they would swell, and they worked. His thing was, if a boat didn't work, it would break.
He was into working boats, not recreational boats.
Though he built some nice yachts. Yeah, he'd build whatever he wanted. Most of it was fishing boats, though.
I wonder how he got the contract to build the landing crafts for the military.
Well, they came looking for people that could do this. They came to him. He didn't go to them. They gave him what they wanted, and Backus Boat Company made them.
That was Tommy Taylor of Fort Pierce. Coming up next time on Flora Days, German POWs in the Sunshine State. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.